moral of the story for that one is stay in school.
Oh yeah, stay in school for sure. Stay in school. Stay in school. It doesn't work. We need doctors, bro.
What's going on, guys? I'm Joseph, and the name of this show is Earn Your Stripes. Now, on this show, we'll be talking to some of your favorite stars to explore some of their untold stories as they break down what it really took to achieve their level of success, ultimately earning their stripes. Now, today we have a very special guest in the building. He's the leader of the next gen of UK artists. His music has the ability to mend broken hearts and even turn your girl's head. Hey, November's very own Odil. Odil, how you doing, bro?
I'm good, man. How you
doing? Bro, it's good to see you, man. And thank you so much for coming through, man.
It's all good, bro. It's all good, man. Thanks for having me.
I mean, how you doing, bro? How's things been?
It's been good. I can't lie to you. It's been good. I'm just taking things easy. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, I can't complain, man.
I mean, so before we really get started, I just want to go right back to the start. Let's talk about your upbringing. Mm-hmm. You were originally born in Germany.
Yep.
Talk about growing up in Germany and how things were over there.
Oh, from what I can remember, it was me and my mum, because my mum lived in Germany. My dad lived elsewhere. He lived in Spain. So it was just me and my mum, you know, running around, you know what I mean? Wherever she went, I went, you know. That was all I remember of that. That was a very short time. And then from there, we moved on to Spain.
You moved to Spain. Your dad had a business in Spain, right?
Yeah. My dad had a business in Spain. How'd you know that?
Hey, I mean, it's my job to know what you got going on. So
that's cold. Yeah. My dad had a business in Spain. Yeah.
Okay. So if you compare those two experiences, Spain, Germany, were you able to speak any of the languages at the time?
Yeah, at the time, I actually spoke only German and then only Spanish. But my mum, when we went to Spain, she made sure that everything I watched was solely in like English. She'd buy like American and UK like films and make sure I only knew how to speak.
Really?
Or knew how to speak both. Yeah.
Do you remember any of the early shows that you were watching at the time?
Do you know what's so funny? Like in Spanish, The Simpsons was funny. Like you know, The Simpsons at the age that I was, I shouldn't have been watching The Simpsons at that early on. But you know, it would come on TV and I'd watch it, but that would be in Spanish. Can't remember what the movies and that like she'd buy, but I'd be tapped into what I was more, you know, focused on, you know.
You actually moved to America.
Yeah.
Shortly after living in Spain, you moved to Maryland.
Yes. What the hell did you know that?
Yeah. So you moved to Maryland.
Yeah.
And you actually went to the nursery in Maryland.
Yes.
I mean, do you remember any experiences from there?
The only thing I remember from there is they had like a break time where they'd give you snacks, and I remember having like an apple juice box and like these crackers. I think that I don't know what they're called, if they're graham crackers or something, but they had like sugar on the crackers. I remember just loving them so much and couldn't wait to like go back the next day just to have them, you know. But that's all I remember really.
I mean, for sure. I mean, I'm sure you're not going to remember too much, but that was really in your early years. So Anyway, fast forward from that point, you then moved back to Europe, I'm guessing.
Yes.
And then eventually moved to the UK.
Yes.
So that's really where you decided to, you and your family finally settled, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Early into, you know, your life in the UK, I mean, what were some of your early passions? Do you remember anything about when you first moved here?
I think when I first moved here, I think one thing I loved doing was like just dancing, and that came from like early on, like as a child, like my parents would, you know, enable that kind of behavior, just literally dancing everywhere and singing when, you know, guests came around. It became a thing, and I think I just carried it on to when I came to the UK. I would like, you know, sing at the talent shows, dance at the talent shows. Early on, it was mainly dancing, innit?
So, yeah. It's funny you mentioned that because your head teacher at the time, Mr. Hannah, always used to tell your mum.
This is crazy.
He always Mr. used to Hannah, tell, yeah. yeah, Mr. Hannah always used to tell your mum about, you know, you dancing and performing in school and that's basically nice. Ensuring that your mum follows that up. Is that something that you remember as well?
She told me that. She was like, yeah, Mr. Hannah used to come up to her and tell her, is he enrolled in a, you know, an arts school, or does he go to, you know, dance classes, or I don't know, singing lessons, and she'd be like, no, she didn't know how to do that kind of stuff. So she would just tell me like, yeah, keep it up, you know?
So I'm going to guess, you know, you had your creative side, you know, at that point, but did you have any interest outside of, you know, the dancing, the singing, the performing? I mean, I know you played football, right?
Yep. I actually did play football.
Talk about your passion for football. Cause I mean, I heard, I don't know, someone might be lying, but I heard you were quite the player.
I was a player. I can't lie to you. I was a player. And then, do you know what it is? I think as time went on, I just lost interest for it, man. I felt like the stress was just too much.
The stress of football?
The stress of football, as in like playing it, coming back injured and like not even being like pro and all of that stuff. I was like, why am I doing this? Like,
yeah.
After a while, I was just like, yeah, man, do you know what? It's cool. Like the sport, I'm quite a competitive person, innit? So the sport, I loved it, man. Like, but after a while, I was just like, you know what? Let me just chill out. Let me do something that I can actually just love and own and not be on the, you know, on the edge constantly of like, what's going to happen? And am I going to get released or am I going to get here? Or am I, do you know what I mean? I feel like your future is always in someone else's hands when in a industry like that, you know? I wanted to take it into my own hands.
So with that being said, was there a team that you were supporting at the time? Do you currently have a team that you support?
Man U.
You're a Man U fan?
Yeah, I'm a Man United fan, yeah.
Oh, wow. So, I mean, how do you feel about your team right now? Because it's not really looking too good, is it?
I'd rather not speak on that, innit?
Oh, no.
But to be honest, I don't keep up with it because it's like, it's too much stress, man. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's too much stress, bro.
And, I mean, to kind of cap off, you know, you growing up early on, how do you kind of feel like some of those experiences early on kind of shaped you?
I think it just gave me sort of a rounded understanding of culture like in the different places I went to, you know? So I'd be able to understand people better. Like people all over the world have different ways of doing things. And when I got there, I'd make friends and realise their way of doing things or their ways of interacting, you know? And yeah, from there, I think it just made me more open to different things, different ideas. So it's just translated into, you know, the music and what I can do and where I can go, places I can explore, you know? Because obviously the music is an extension of myself. So if I can relate to people and I'm able to, you know, translate that into the music, it's, you know what I mean? It will show. And it has been. I've just been refining it and it has been.
Early on in your career, you actually moved to Nigeria while you were in secondary school and you really got your music career started in Nigeria, right?
Yeah.
Let's talk about that experience, because I know you released your first music video in Nigeria, didn't you?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Talk about that, you know, that record and how that whole experience was like.
You know, I try to forget that as much as I can, but...
Why did you try to forget it?
Huh?
Why did you try to forget it?
Do you know, sometimes your first time doing things is always like, you look back and like, ooh. But you know what it was a start, so we thank God. So I must have gone to Nigeria at the time and we were in the East. This is the summer before I was supposed to start school in there and my dad asked me, what do I want to do? Because I was playing football prior. So I was like, there's no way I'm going to be able to make it pro in like from Nigeria because there wasn't that infrastructure of like Sunday league and whatnot. It's not happening. You know what I mean? So I was like, do you know what? Forget it. Like, I want to make music. And he was like, oh, for real? I was like, yeah. And he was just like, okay, cool. If you want to make music, feel serious about it. I've got a nephew that actually goes to studio and you can go with him. So I would go with him during the summer. We'd go to studio. And at the time, I was very interested in R&B. I was a huge Frank Ocean fan. So I would go there and try, like, make music like that. And they'd be like, nah, this music won't fly here. Like, that stuff is not going to work. That stuff is not going to work here. So I was like,
it won't bang.
It's not going to bang. So I was like, cool. All right. No worries. So they made me sit and watch everyone who'd come in and out of the studio record what they do, made me listen to music. And after about like a week or two, I was like, okay, cool. I want to make music now. Like, I feel like I get it. And I'm a fast learner. So I was like, okay, cool, I'm ready. I went into the studio and then we started making music. I think I made a couple of records and they were like, you know, this is now in the direction of where you're supposed to go. So I told my dad, I want to go to Lagos and make music, you know? And then from there, he was like, are you sure? Like, is this what you want to do? I was like, yeah, like, I've pre-ed it. This is how it works. I want to go to Lagos. Like, just give me a week And I thought it was, I was young, so I thought it was that quick, you know what I mean? But went there, made some more music, tried to figure out to have like a way to have a rollout plan. And that's where that song came about with the video.
What was the name of the song? Do you remember?
I will not be disclosing that song.
Oh, no.
No, we're not disclosing that song right now. Innit?
But I mean, now that we've talked about it, people are about to go looking at the song.
Still, if you can find it, innit?
Okay, let's talk about your dad, because you've talked about your dad here and how much, you know, he was supporting you with your music, connecting you to the right people and kind of pushing you along. What did that really mean to you at the time in terms of having this full support to push your music career forward?
I've never ever known what it felt like to not be supported in whatever I wanted to do. So in that moment, I never really deeped how important that was, you know? I think in a moment I was just like, okay, cool. Yeah, so we're doing this, cool. And I went along with it. I think after a while I was like, you know what? I really had supportive parents that cared about what made me happy, you know what I mean? But at the same time, they knew the music business was really lucrative. So if I could do it, and it's been something I've been interested in from young, why not?
And you had the talent too.
Yeah, exactly. So I think that's what it was, yeah.
I want to talk about when you released your first project, New Time. And from that project to now your latest project, which is Thoughts.
I Never Said.
Thoughts I Never Said. Yeah. And even your current single, 101, Gaslight 101.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Just talk me through that entire transition from really where you started from then till now. How do you kind of sum that up?
You can't really, like, put the pieces to the, you know, everything, like, looking forward. It's, like, more looking back in it. Like, when you look back, you realise, like, damn, like, it's actually, we've come quite a long way, do you know what I mean? The management that I was with at the time while we were together were kind of like, they don't really know about my sound and stuff. I don't know how, you know, they were unsure, do you know what I mean? And maybe rightfully so at the time, maybe, you know what I mean?
How did you feel about that?
Obviously that hurt, do you know what I mean? But I was like, I was always a person where if people didn't take to what I was doing, it was like, okay, cool, now let me make sure they do, you know? So I went to my boy Curtis's yard. And I literally recorded the whole EP in like one weekend. I literally just slept there, woke up, recorded, ate, recorded, like just did everything. And shout out to him, you know, for giving me that space and time. But from then till now, the growth has been crazy. But there's still more to do. And it's just been a case of like, after every song, is can I prove to myself I can do it again? You know, I make a song and I feel great about it, and it's like, can you still do it again? Can you do it even better? And that's all it's ever been like since then till now.
Fast forward on from that point,
mm-hmm.
Your first real hit was Vicious Cycle.
Yeah, you could say that.
You could say that.
You could say that.
We could say
you
that.
Could say I've had not hits, but I've had like some
songs that some had
moments,
you.
But
some
that
moments.
Was a moment. Though.
Okay,
that was a big moment. That was a big moment.
In the lead up to the moment, let me say, did you know that was going to be a moment or?
I was supposed to have a lecture that morning, and that morning I must have been like, do you know what? I started this idea and I was like, do you know what? I could actually miss this lecture and I'll catch up. Started it, and by like 12 or like 1, I'd finished the beat, told the boys to come into the room. Everyone was like, what? It's crazy. Started recording on it. When I got like the chorus and like verse done, I was like, yeah, I need to make a video and put this out on Instagram, like ASAP, like release a snippet. Did it. And it just connected straight from there.
Wow.
So I was like, people are going to feel this. Do you know what I mean? It feels real. You know what I mean? And when I put it out, it happened. Do you know what I mean? So thank God for that.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned missing your lecture because, I mean, that was kind of like a common occurrence for you. You were missing lectures, but you were actually staying in your studio room to, you know, just record and make music. What was your whole thought process behind that? Because, I mean, you were in university to go to lectures.
I think it came a time where I was locked in, and then after a while I was kind of like, all right, cool, COVID happened, you know what I mean? And then it was like there was not as frequent, and it was just online, and you know what I mean? And I was just like, you know what, if I can wake up for lectures, let me wake up at the same time or earlier to make music and treat it like music is like a lecture. Like I'd wake up, learn how to do something, make, listen, make something new, and I'll just keep going until like late at night, and then repeat the process in the morning, and just treat it like a 9 to 5 almost, you know what I mean? So I just applied the same effort I would have applied in uni to music, and then hope that something would come out of it, you know?
Obviously, when that record, you know, when it hit the streets, I mean, at the time it was pretty hot. Yeah. How did that make you feel?
It felt good. It felt good. I went through a whole situation where I was like, okay, cool, I need to make sure I can pay for my, like, my rent and shit. So I was like, yo, because I would spend, like, my SFE on studio equipment and, like, the newest plugins and bits. You know what
yeah.
I mean? I was, you know what I mean? I'll do that kind of stuff because I was like, okay, cool, if I can do this, if I just keep going, I'm just going to get that one. And then that's going to, like, change things. Because at the time, I was also performing at unis and stuff. Like, you know what I mean? Just doing performance. But I wasn't getting paid. And I was like, if I make one that connects, I can get paid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's just going to sort out my situation. You know what I mean? It's going to make it a bit easy.
Yeah.
So that's what I did. And when it connected, how it changed was just... Yeah, well, at least I got some bread. Like yeah, I started getting paid from these shows, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, that helped me quite a lot. It helped me, you know, relax a bit more and be like, okay, cool. I can actually just make music and I can be cool. I can be fine.
You talk about doing shows at university, right? You did quite a few of those.
Yeah.
How big were those for you? You feel like in your career?
I was huge because I felt like the uni raves and all of that was where like the most memorable moments were. Do you know what I mean? Like no one had the most memorable moment in a class, bro. So like being part of that was just very important to me. So if I got called up here or there, you know what I mean, to do something, I'd go with a team, you know what I mean? And that was what at the time was Ovember, do you know what I mean? Like the gang, do you know what I mean? We'd go everywhere together, our shows and whatnot, and everyone had their part to play. So yeah, that was huge for me. That was huge for me and building the team and our values. And then that was also huge for me to be out there, you know what I mean, like sharing that experience with people and getting to know me and the music and being able to see the beginning. You know what I mean? Like the genesis of everything live.
I mean, you were getting paid for, eventually you started to get paid.
I started to, yeah. That's after like Vicious Cycle started doing this thing. That's when it was like, okay, cool, do you know what? We want to pay you X amount. And I was like, oh, all right, cool. Yeah.
And do you remember like what your biggest booking was?
Biggest booking was like, at the time, I don't know, it's probably something like 3K.
Okay.
3K,
Do you know what you spent that on?
Bro, what did I even spend that on? Do you know what it is? I think some of it I would put aside for like rent, and then the rest would be like, okay, cool, I want to get new gear. Like, I want to get some new, like, I don't know. Like,
so you were really invested in, you know, investing in yourself.
Yeah, for sure. Or like, okay, cool, I want to do like a visualizer or a video for this, or, you know.
So in that time when you were in university, I want to talk about some of the challenges that you may have, you know, possibly faced with your music, whether that may be your recording process or even just like putting yourself out there. You were in a new environment.
Mm-hmm.
Were there any challenges you faced in terms of putting your music out or, I mean, whatever that may be, what were some of the challenges you faced at the time?
I feel like I was very much, and like a lot of artists, I was very much just into what I was into. I was in my own like niche kind of, I know what I wanted, do you know what I mean? Whereas like, and I love to explore, I love to do really different things. I wasn't really on the vibe of, I just want to make a song and make a banger. And like, do you know what I mean?
So sure.
At that time, I would see like a lot of people just make music and in whatever form it would be and just like cut through. And I'd be like, oh damn, maybe I'm like not doing it right, but I was very sure that I was doing what I felt was right, do you know what I mean? But I was like, okay, cool, like, it is what it is, like, let me... it was just that questioning myself in that period, like, what am I... And labels would also be like, yeah, do you know what? The music is, it's nice, but it's just not that hit. And I'd go back to my room like, what do you mean? Like, what's a hit though? Do you know what I mean? That was one of the main challenges in it. I would have loads of different meetings and I'd play the music that I would go on to play years later that they would be like, wow. Do you know what I mean? But I'd play the music then and it'd be like, yeah, like this is great. And every artist has been through this, you know what I mean? Like you have the meetings and it leads nowhere. The main challenge was just like being, not knowing what was going on. Do you know what I mean? Like being unsure of where the industry would go and whether you'd be taken in or left behind in it. And then I think at one point I was just kind of like, let me just focus on what I love and focus on what I'm doing.
So if you had any advice for an upcoming artist, mm-hmm. who might be in a similar situation to you, where they're in university or, I mean, whatever the case may be, trying to make a name for themselves, what would you say to them?
I say don't focus on what's hot unless it's you. Do you know what I mean? Like, don't only focus on what you... Focus on, like, the love of music. If you're a musician, focus on the love of music. Like, spend your time learning and understanding different types to its core. Do you know what I mean? And, like, just follow what you like doing. Do you know what I mean? Like, just do your thing. Because at the time, one time it's going to, you know what I mean? The light will shine on you, innit? It goes around. And the time that it shines on you, you just got to be ready.
So, whilst you were in university, I mean, you had a big break. And you signed a record deal with Warner Records. Talk about what that moment was like.
I felt great, but I thought it also felt like the beginning of, like, work. That's where, like, work started. Do you know what I mean? I feel like in that moment, nothing really felt real. It was just like, okay, cool, this is a great moment. I can finally justify the reasons why I haven't been going to my lectures to my mum. At the time, she didn't know I wasn't going. But I had a plan. I was like, yo, if I just keep going and I just keep doing this, before the summer, I may not have to go back if I can get something substantial enough to be like to my mum, like, yo, I can solve your issues with this. Like, do you know what I mean? And just focus on my music, do you know what I mean? So it was a great moment for that. I feel like I was able to, you know, ease off some pressure, you know, that was going on at the time, family-wise, and also pressure on myself, you know? So it was good. But then music-wise, I think that's where the work started. It's business, so you're working for a bigger corporation. They need something from you, do you know what I mean? So, like, regardless of what you're making, you need to make them money. So I was happy, but I was like, okay, this is where the work starts. That's why I kind of kept it on the low for a while. It was just kind of like, it wasn't like a, yeah, like, it's, I finally made it. It was not that. It was like, this is where it begins, you know?
Speaking to your mum now, she knows what you've been through. Does she kind of, like, come back to you and say she still wants you to go back to uni, or is she leaving that alone?
Yeah, sometimes she'll be like, oh, like, this person just graduated, you know? Like,
and what's your response to that?
I'm like, that's nice, man. That's nice. Like, yeah. Like,
so you got no plans of going back?
I mean, if I really wanted to study something that I don't think I can get the education from anywhere else but uni, I'll go do it, you know?
For sure.
Whether it be business or something else. But I really like learning on the job, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But if it's something I really need a qualification for, why not? I wouldn't say no to education, just if it makes sense.
The moral of the story for that one is stay in school.
Oh yeah, stay in school for sure. stay in school. Don't take risks if you know, because it doesn't work all the time, you know?
Yeah.
We need doctors, bro. We need doctors.
Let's talk about Ovemba.
Yeah.
Ovemba stands for Our Variances Make Us
Bold and Relentless.
Make Us Bold and Relentless. Yeah. What does that mean, and what is Ovemba?
Ovemba started off as a month for me to be able to give back to my fans. I used to like release like 4 songs a month, or just my output would just be more than usual, you know? It started when I was ill back in like 2017. I was really ill and I was admitted to hospital for like the whole month of November, and I thought to myself, okay, cool. If I was to not make it out of this, no one would ever know about what I was trying to accomplish. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna spend my time making sure that I make an imprint in whatever way I can, you know what I mean? So I made November, Ovemba.
Oh.
like just November, like taking out the end from November. And then from then, like I made it a lot about myself, you know what I mean? And like what I can give to my fans and making sure like the name never dies. Because I have this thing where it's like, there's three stages of death. And it's like the day you die, the day you're buried, and the last time someone ever says your name on earth ever. And I always tell myself I don't ever want to get that last stage.
Wow.
So that was the whole point of November.
So November's all about giving back to your fans.
Yeah.
Talk about some of your November parties that you've been throwing and, you know, how that came about and how they've been going.
I've always wanted like a way to bring the community together. I feel like it's nice to be able to see streams and numbers and certain people in the DMs and whatnot, but like bringing everyone together as like a community to be like, okay, cool. We all listen to the same music and I know you because I listen to O, or I know you because I've met a friend that listens to O that brought me to a party or something like that. Do you know what I mean? I think that's so important. Do you know what I mean? So everyone's kind of singing from the same hymn sheet. We like the same music. It gives me a chance to be able to, you know, bring out the man them, show people the team and who I rock with, and everyone can like celebrate every moment that we have. You know, we go out, have a good time, you know, get to know new people, bring people into my world, do you know what I mean? And everyone can, you know, just like gel and like make friends, do you know what I mean? Just chill with cool people. And since then, it's been great. It's been great. I've met a lot of lit people, you know what I mean? We've had great nights. I'm sure you've come to one of the parties as well.
Hey. It wasn't me, I wasn't there.
But yeah, man, it's always a great time, man. It's always a great time, you know?
So currently, I mean, it seems like you've got a lot going on.
Yeah.
I mean, tell us what you're currently working on.
It's a lot of things going on, you know what I mean? And on the music side, constantly just pushing to see where else we can go, exploring new things, you know what I mean? Trying to collab with new people and see what we like, what we don't like, you know what I mean? That's that. And then on the fashion side, I'm trying to, you know, dive deeper into that with November and, you know, see where that goes. I actually hope to one day become a creative director in a fashion house.
Oh, really?
But I want to start with November and I want to make sure that, you know, I get everything right there first. Yeah.
So you talked about, you know, collabing with artists. Talk about, you know, some of your favorite artists currently and some artists, you know, you potentially would want to work with.
Some of my favorite artists. Love Clear Soul. Her and Inflow are doing an amazing job right now. Little Sims. Who else? Joy is Skep. JME. Do you know what I mean? Crazy. In Africa, Thames, Wiz, Burner, Kendrick.
Kendrick would be crazy.
Yeah, Kendrick would be insane, you know what I mean? There's a whole load of people. I feel like when the opportunity arises, I can't wait to, you know, explore music with, you know?
I mean, with that being said, you were recently in a session with Wale. How did that go?
That was crazy. That was a really good session. Like a really good session. I think we both fell in love with the song that was made that day and can't say too much, but
I was trying to get the inside scoop.
It was a great song. It was a great song and the energy between us was immaculate, you know what I mean?
I mean, just something small for the boys. I mean, is that something we can look to expect?
I can't even tell you that.
Oh no.
For real.
Damn.
I can't even tell you that.
All right, cool. From me to you guys, I'm going to say just stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
You might see something coming, a collab coming. What would you say is like the biggest perk of some of the successes you've been having so far?
I feel like it's just accessibility to like musicians, like-minded musicians and artists that I can like, you know, have, like make music with. Do you know what I mean? I feel like that's the sweetest part of this is like the music can get better. You know what I mean? That's the only sweet thing about this, you know what I mean? Like the opportunity for your music to get better, you know? With every song that does well, it's new eyes. And it's like a new pool of like musicians who do this for the love of music and you can now reach out because they can see you and they appreciate what you do and you appreciate what they do. Now you can collab and make magic together and just, you know, enjoy that process together. And then there's now new artists who are like who can now see you, and you're, you know what I mean, you may have been a fan for a long time, and now you can finally just be in a room and just do the things that you love to do best. I think that's the fun part, and also being able to take care of the family, make sure that there's peace of mind on that end. Enjoy, like when you want to enjoy times out of the studio with your friends, is, do you know what I mean? It's lit, do you know what I mean? It's fun. You know what I mean, I feel like at this moment right now, with the parties as well, like with November, I feel like when I want to have a good time and I'm at the party, I can enjoy these moments with my supporters and friends and everyone around me. It's not like we're in the corner of some club somewhere, like, you know what I mean, cornered off, like away from everyone. I'm still very much in touch with reality, and I can enjoy that with the people who are, you know, I'm growing with. You know what I mean? And support me.
You recently took a trip to Africa.
Yes.
And you kind of did like a little tour where you were going around a few different spots in Africa.
Yeah.
Where did you first go and how was the trip?
We started off in Uganda. I had a show there. I stayed there for like 3-4 days. And then from there, went to Nigeria. I was in Lagos for like 4 or 5 days, or let's say a week max. And then on Christmas Day, I left Nigeria and went to Ghana, which I was at for quite a while, honestly.
You were in Ghana for quite a while.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah. Funnily enough, you were actually with me in Ghana.
Yeah, we were.
Talk about your Africa experience. I mean, what was the entire experience like?
Man, Africa will humble you, man. It will humble you in ways that you do not imagine, bro. Like, that place. But I love it, man.
Yeah.
It's just so pure. You just go there and you see how people are happy with way less than you. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just like, how could I ever be mad at anything? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so that's one thing I love about Africa for sure. And it's just like, when I got to Ghana, like, I feel like I could breathe, I could make music and express myself in a way that I hadn't ever done before, you know? It was dope. It was dope. You know what I mean? And every little bit of hardship in Africa is like, it just strengthens you. And it just, when you get back to the UK or wherever you're coming from, you're kind of like, everything's kind of easy, you know? Just take it easy.
Yeah, for sure.
It's yours for the taking. You know what I mean? You just have to go get it.
That's really what it is.
Do you know what I mean?
So, yeah.
That's it.
What was your favorite memory whilst you were out in Africa, whether that was Uganda, Nigeria or Ghana? What was your favorite memory?
Nigeria, it was like being backstage at one of the shows I was supposed to perform at. And like just looking at all the people that I kind of like, my peers, you know what I mean, musically at this point, like I've worked to a point where like these are now my peers and I could have conversations with them and they knew who I was and like we could just interact. It just felt surreal. It was kind of like, yo, this is crazy. So we're just having this conversation right now because I was listening to you back in and, you know, and they're tapped in too. That was an amazing moment. Ghana was just like the food for sure. The food in Ghana was absolutely incredible. But the food in Ghana, incredible. And like just making music, I had a camp out there. So the camp was just incredible. As I said, it just allowed me to make music and express myself in ways that I didn't before.
You once said your biggest lesson thus far in your career was to always be informed and to never be afraid to learn. Is that something that still resonates with you today? Is that something that you still hold true, or have you learned any new lessons?
That still stands to today. Do you know what I mean? Like always being informed and never being afraid to learn. Do you know what I mean? Like things are changing every day and you can't be close to it, or time is just gonna go by and you'll be left behind. You know what I mean? And another thing is, the only thing in your way is you. Do you know what I mean? Like, no matter what changes, it's like, you gotta be ready to adapt to the change, and if you're not ready to adapt to the change, then you're in the way of your own success. And no matter how hard that struggle may be, you gotta be prepared to like really work through it. For some it's easier than others, but it doesn't mean that you can't get it. You know what I mean? One day will be your day as long as you get ready, you know what I mean? So, and stay ready, you know what I mean?
That's real, man, that's deep. I mean, is there anything else you wanna leave for the people?
Nah, man. If you're watching this, I appreciate you for supporting. It's been a great run. We're still going. We're still learning. Do you know what I mean? And man, I'm going to see you on the other side.
Oh, listen, man. Thank you for locking in with me, man. Listen, congrats on all the success, and I'm definitely excited to see how the tour turns out, man.
Appreciate you, man. I can't wait to see you there.
For sure, man.